This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Speaking of eating.
Yeah.
Did you see the asparagus story?
I did.
This is.
It makes your urine.
Does it, man.
That's
not the story. The story is about a woman by the name of.
What's her name?
I hate you right now so much.
I
should read these before I start opening my mouth.
It's not a return to Mike Litteris, is it?
Yeah.
No.
Is it?
It's
really?
Close.
No, it's...
Tom. Damn it, Tom.
You
just want her to say the name, don't you?
So you have no idea how angry you're going to be.
Me?
No, I saw the name,
me
too.
Especially?
You're
going to
be a...
This is a legitimate news story.
Who predicts?
This is a legitimate news story.
I'm in a great mood.
Let me say this.
Why are you telling me?
Let me say this. As angry as I am about you about bringing up the asinine Liberty Township thing from that douchebag, who I hope never listens again.
Even more of a highlight on Ralph's show. That seems a little excessive, but Ralph finds
this is a legitimate news story that just by chance hit the news wire this morning.
Okay.
Now, you're going to be extremely angry when you hear it. But I'm sorry.
You know, but I've been saying this, and I'm, I don't know, I don't mention this on the air because I think it's, as you would say, boring, but I've found an inner peace. I meditate.
You're going to hate me.
Well, then you're
Well, that was the old chick. That was
no, here. I
that
promise
was vintage
you. Chip. I promise you, you're going to be extremely
I'm
angry.
I'm a different person. Go ahead.
But I must, I am underscore again, this is a legitimate news story.
Right.
Now, the as you know, I'm the sort of tree hugger aspect of this. You know, I reject that completely. I'm a fan of Western medicine, but that isn't why you're going to hate
British
me.
Woman by the name of Jemima Packington.
Oh, boy. I will kill you.
That's her name.
Someone named a baby 30, 40, 50 years ago, Jemima?
J-A-M-I-M-A.
I'm not saying anything.
Don't say anything.
She's all over Twitter. She's
She has just released her predictions for 2017, and it's all based on her ability to...
Make pancake syrup.
Throw asparagus in the air and read the future.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Wait a minute. Hear her out. Do we have any of her predictions?
She interprets the pattern in which the asparagus spears land. It may sound absurd, as some of us in the room think.
Gee, you think?
But it's no joke for Packington, who has been predicting the future since the age of 8 and has correctly predicted events such as Kate Middleton's 2014 pregnancy.
Oh, wait a minute. A person got married and she went, oh, maybe that girl will get pregnant.
Wow.
Holy cow.
No. Wow. She said she will get pregnant.
Well, I missed 9/11, but I did get the princess getting knocked up. Yes.
She is British, so give her some that. 2015.
Well, I'm looking at her picture. She's a British star on these. She goes on these shows and throws asparagus on talk shows.
2015 FIFA corruption scandal. She predicted that.
Another organization that's been corrupt for decades.
And she predicted Brexit.
Oh, my God.
50-50 chance. Wow. Okay.
According to Packington, she
wasn't
learned...
that on the ballot?
Yes.
She learned her clairvoyant skills from her great aunt, who read tea leaves to make predictions about the future.
So you know what's
but
the
Ms. Packington
tea
found
asparagus.
Asparagus a more fitting tool.
There's a, here, Christy, here's her picture on a British talk show.
Yeah, throwing
and her name is really is Jemima.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I'm just happy we now have a new term for heading to the bathroom. So it's like, you know, get up in the middle of dinner. I got to head and have, I got to do a big Jemima Packington. I'll be back in about 5 minutes. Order me the asparagus.
God, what a name.
What a name.
There's something about the good earthly vegetable that just picks up the vibrations from everybody.
Come on, Jemima.
So that's what she said.
And one of the hosts said, what do you do when you can't get asparagus? Are you out of a job? This, of course, is the English Tom Griswold, I'm guessing. She explained that luckily for her, the growing season has now been extended and that although she prefers to use local asparagus, she can also work with something that's imported.
Does she eat the asparagus?
No, she throws it on a table and then
no, I know, but then when
the...
you're done
there
with
she
it.
Is, see?
Oh, I hate her. She looks she looks like every woman that's ever ruined a movie for me just talking loudly.
Yeah, she looks like someone that just is so off-putting. I'm confused that I haven't been married to her.
Man.
Can you imagine? Well, here at NASA, we're not sure if we're going to do the launch of the manned spacecraft
first,
until we talk to Jemima Packington.
We have to consult the asparagus.
She's throwing the asparagus to decide if this is a lift launch. This launch is a go. Really? You're going to. What kind of British talk show? Who's going to sit through a talk show with watching Jemima
that's
Packington?
That's the thing, yeah. And you, and you know they were promoting it all morning. It's
and coming up this morning, we'll have Jemima Packington and her magical asparagus coming up.
Mm-hmm. Is she somebody's aunt? That's all I want to know.
I don't know about that.
I was trying
she
to avoid
an
that.
Why?
Yeah, Ralph, I don't know if you want to comment on this, but here's a picture of
Jemima.
Jemima, and I find...
kind of a shocker.
I find that repulsive. She, that's
not,
her.
She's not a black woman.
No, she's not.
She ain't black. She can have that name all she want to. She ain't a black woman.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to see a sister called Jemima because I'm a smack in the neck. You know? Come on, man. You should change your name when you were 17. What's
I
wrong
imagine
with
that name has fallen out of favor.
Well, maybe in Britain...
It doesn't have the stigma for people now, you know.
You don't think so?
No.
What about Uncle Ben?
Well, you can't do that.
No,
you can't do that.
What about Uncle Tom?
Yeah, I've had to suffer through that. I've got Peeping Tom and Uncle Tom on my team. Thanks a lot, life.
Didn't that come back up during the...
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.